أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me brother Yasser Ibrahim one of the if you like to call it key beliefs in Islam is the belief in tawassul however There have been certain elements within Islam and the Islamic history that have opposed and criticized this Islamic belief. And I say that purposefully, that it is an Islamic belief. It is not a belief just for the school of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. No, all Muslims believe in this concept of tawassul. It is a concept that is clearly expressed within the Quran al-Majid, within the ahadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many other things. So this particular book, which is called Tawassul Demystified, aims to answer certain particular questions in a lesson manner regarding what Tawassul is, you know, is it permissible, where it can be found, and so on and so forth. This book that we will introduce in our next segment is titled Tawassul Demystified. Please join us in our next segment. We will delve a bit deeper into this book. Insha'Allah.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as mentioned previously, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners was titled Tawassul Demystified. This book was written by Sheikh Hussein Akhund Ali and translated by Brother Ali Mansouri. It was published by the Naba Cultural Organization, which is located in Tehran in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this book contains seven lessons around the concept of tawassul. And as I mentioned in our previous segment, that the concept of tawassul is not something that is outside of Islam. It is not something that has been taken from another religion or another cult or something that was just made up by certain Muslims. No, it is something important. It is a human natural need by which a person seeks the help of somebody who is superior to them in trying to attain something. However, it is important here to understand that the concept of tawassul in its reality is not something that is discussed in this book. What is discussed in this book is the permissibility of tawassul, the history of tawassul, where we see tawassul in, for example, the Quran al-Majid and in certain supplications. For example, right, we have lesson one, it explains what is tawassul, the lexical meaning of wasila and tawassul. Wasila is the means by which a person seeks tawassul through. Tawassul from a rational perspective, characteristics of things we make tawassul to, or rather those things that tawassul can be made to. For example, can you make tawassul through a glass of water, for example? You know, obviously there's a discussion. Then we have lesson two, tawassul, an exemplification of worshipping God, the obligation to tawassul, examples of wasila. Then you have lesson three of examples of tawassul in the Quran al-Majid. Then lesson four, tawassul in Shi'i and Sunni narrations. For example, in narrations, we have plenty in the Shia corpus of hadith. But it's not to say that our Sunni brothers and sisters don't have plenty. They have plenty of traditions regarding tawassul and the legitimacy and the authenticity and the legality of it. Then we have lesson five, tawassul in supplications and ziyara. And when we go and visit the imam or a very divine saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we read this particular visitation or the ziyara, there are certain places within it that clearly identify and allude to, or rather indicate, tawassul. Lesson 6, also answering some questions. And this is an important point. So as we see, the reality of tawassul is not mentioned. But the discussion of examples of it, where it is done, is mentioned. For example, question one, why do we seek tawassul? Is tawassul a form of shirk? For example, these are questions that many of us may have been asked. For example, question five, if we say Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, or Ya Mahdi, have we become mushriks? Again, going back to question two. Question seven, do the graves of the imams have a special significance? Do these locations have an impact on whether supplications are accepted? So these are important questions. Why go to Ziyarah? Is it necessary to go to Ziyarah? Do we have to go to Karbala or to Mashhad or to Najaf or to Jannatul Baqi, for example, to do the Ziyarah? Can we do it from home? What is the difference, for example? These are some of the questions. And then there's the last question, just to mention it. How can inanimate objects and the dead, which lack any sort of effect on the external world, have the capability to heal us? Means it to affect things in the material world. For example, one of the things we seek intercession with is the Hajj al-Aswad. You know, what is the purpose of it? Can we do it? Can we not do it? What is the legitimacy behind it? And so on and so forth. So these are some of the questions that are posed in this particular text. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this text for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners in this program was titled Tawassul Demystified. It was written by Sheikh Hussein Akhund Ali and translated by Brother Ali Mansouri and published by the Naba Cultural Organization. So we were reading from the first lesson, what is Tawassul? In the current lesson, we will examine the lexical and colloquial meaning of Tawassul. Colloquial here is an incorrect translation. Yeah, it doesn't mean colloquial, it means the terminological meaning, the parlance of tawassul in the Islamic tradition. What does tawassul mean in the Islamic tradition? When we say tawassul, what do we mean? Colloquial is a completely incorrect translation. Then we will examine tawassul from a rational perspective. Finally, we will discuss the individuals and beings that can make tawassul, that we can make tawassul to. The lexical meaning of wasila and tawassul. The word wasila comes from the Arabic root wasala, which is defined as wasala means rank, wasila means closeness. Rank means having a high position. Thus, the root of wasila relates to having a position or being close to something. This is why any means through which one can get close to another thing is called a wasila. The word wasila is not just limited to objects, but can also refer to deeds. Tawassul to someone through a wasila means getting close to them through a deed. In short, a wasila is an object or deed through which one can get close to a thing or person. The act of doing this is called tawassul. In the current work, our focus will be on tawassul to the 14 infallibles to get close to God or to reach a specific goal. Tawassul from a rational perspective. Throughout the course of our daily routines, we frequently make use of wasilas without even realizing it. For example, our means for traveling for over long distances is making use of various vehicles and examples of different means throughout our daily lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to truly be interceded for by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. As we said, the reality of tawassul is not spoken about in this particular work. But what is important is that we have to have the capacity within ourselves to have that wasila impact our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get that capacity, that dharfiyah, so that we are under the guise of the tawassul of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bookshelf on Iran Radio with Sheikh Yasser, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.